What's up? I'm Shanzor, and this is the first official Allied Oddballs podcast. Along with me today, I've got Captain Killer and Octavian Chase, fellow Oddballs. So say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, if you're listening to this, you're either an Oddball or you are really lost on the internet. So I'm going to tell you what Oddballs are all about, and no one is better to do that other than Chase. So Chase, what exactly are the Allied Oddballs?
We are a gaming clan for gamers 25 and over. Our original members were a part of another clan. They had different ideas of the way it should be run, so all the Oddballs got together, and here we are.
So if you think Oddballs is something that you might be interested in, you want to play with a bunch of cool guys who are all adult but still like to have some fun online, then you want to check us out at www.alliedoddballs.com. So other than that, I think we're going to tell you what the Oddballs have been up to and what we've been playing. And I think the majority of multiplayer games we've had going online in the past few weeks, since it came out, is Splinter Cell. Now, Captain, you've been playing quite a bit of Splinter Cell, right?
Right.
So, talk about the single-player campaign. How is it? Is it fun?
The single-player is really good, but it's also really short. I've been playing all the Splinter Cell games since the series started, and it's a very solid game. There's a lot of cool things you have to do, but there's also some kind of annoying aspects that they've worked into the game for this version. Like the whole double agent thing can be kind of tedious at times. But other than that, the game is good. I believe there's 7 missions, and basically it's pretty easy to get through. I mean, there might be one or two spots where you'll get stuck, but the game is more linear than in past versions, so it's not too much ways to get lost. It's fairly easy.
How long did it take you to beat it?
I got it on the Wednesday, and I think I had finished it by Saturday morning, so.
Okay. What about the multiplayer? Is there any lags in that after the playtime?
The multiplayer, in my opinion, and with other people that I've spoken to, is somewhat of a disappointment. In past games, they've had the standard deathmatch, which is included with the new version, but they've also had a co-op campaign, which didn't make it into this version of the game. It's more like a deathmatch, but you're playing against computer-controlled bots. I think it was a serious step backwards, and definitely something that they should address, whether it's with a marketplace download or maybe just try to forget about it and move on for the next one.
Okay, so it sounds like it may not be a game that will be playing too terribly long.
No, and it also only supports 3-on-3 combat, which, as we all know, we've had many people playing the same game at the same time, so it's very limited as far as clan support would go.
Right. I think a lot of other Oddballs have been playing Tiger Woods. I've been hitting the links. And I understand both of you guys have been playing some golf, right?
Right.
So how's the new Tiger Woods compare to the previous ones?
They've added quite a bit of different match types from 2006. That's been a lot of fun on the training, especially because instead of buying your skills, you actually have to build them up through the different games, unless you go to the marketplace and spend 200 points.
I did that.
You did that?
Yeah, I did. I'm just too impatient to sit there and play the training like Chase does. It just takes too long. I try to get go for the gusto, I guess you could say. I try to get everything done right away.
So how do you feel about paying for cheat codes?
I only got one. I got the maxed out golfer, because I was reading some posts about the frustrating points of the game where you try to hit the ball at a certain spot and your guy's not good enough yet, so he'll just hit it wherever he wants, and that's the kind of thing that would make me not want to play the game, and I was just renting it to see if I would like it, so I kind of want to get a prime enjoyment out of it.
All right. Well, how about all my matches? Have any good trash talking going on the greens?
Not really. More of I think as it gets older and we start to get better at it, it'll probably be a little bit more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're just kind of trying to help each other a little bit. And
right
Tiger
now, Woods has always been one of the more laid-back games that we play.
Right.
A lot more casual chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a game on the flip side that kind of lends itself to some pretty harsh trash talking is Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, which is now available on the marketplace. And actually, it's been available for a few more days than it was supposed to. I think a lot of you guys probably might realize this, but it came out on a Friday instead of a Wednesday. And that was just a big mess up on Microsoft's part. They meant to load up to the server so they could do some stuff on the back end, and instead it went live, and so they just left it up. And I've been trying to play it, and I know Captain's been playing it. And in my opinion, it's okay. It's a $10 port of an arcade game from 1996. They didn't really, other than online play, they didn't add anything else to it. And I don't know about you, Captain, but I found that the 360 controller makes it kind of hard to pull off some of the special moves. What about you?
Yeah, I've had trouble playing any kind of fighting game with the 360 D-pad. It's just horrible. I mean, Dead or Alive 4 is a good example of why I try to stay away from fighting games, but this is a pretty good, wasn't my favorite Mortal Kombat. I think I like 2 the best, but it was pretty good. I bought it. It was a cool game.
I completely agree, and I'm looking forward to trying to remember all those combos I knew back in middle school.
Yeah, I got them saved to one of my favorites so I can pull up their special moves and fatalities, even though I can't do them, but I try anyway.
Nice. Well, other than that, we've not really played a lot of organized stuff as a gaming clan for the past few weeks because we're kind of waiting. There has been quite a bit of achievement hoarding going on, I've noticed. Somebody we won't mention, I've noticed that there's been people playing Gauntlet, and the only thing you play Gauntlet in now, I can only imagine, is for points. And I know, personally, I've been playing some Dynasty Warriors 5, I'll fess up and admit it, and that's just solely been for points. But what about you guys? What have you been playing for points lately?
I've got a few achievements left in Hitman, but that's more for just completing the game than getting the points.
Okay. I've been doing the Splinter Cell thing, because you get an achievement for beating every level, and then the few multiplayer ones that I'm probably going to try to invest the time in to get, but it seems more like it's going to be a hassle than a reward at the end. But other than that, I download every arcade game that I see. And now with this the Marvel Alliance game I got, that's got 45 different achievements in them, and I've gotten 2 so far in an hour, so hopefully that works out and the gamer score continues to climb.
Excellent. And you're still, what, about 600, 800 points behind the number one gamer score from the clan?
Yeah, I think I'm in third now, but it's not. I don't think it's really feasible for me, because every time I get close, I look at the leaderboard and I'm almost 1,000 behind again, so.
Right. Like I said, we've not been playing a whole lot of organized stuff as a clan. That's because we're pretty much all waiting for November 7th. November 7th is gonna release of like a ton of games. It's basically Christmas in November for all Xbox owners. And I think there are 3 main games that the oddballs are waiting for. The first is Gears of War.
Yeah.
Now, last week they had a after hours event at GameStop. Did either of you two guys go?
No, I didn't.
I went just because I happened to be getting groceries, and EB Games was right next door to the grocery store, and there were 2 other people there, and for anybody who didn't go, they just showed a video that was apparently supposed to be exclusive only there. You couldn't find anyone on the internet, except for about half an hour afterwards it showed up on YouTube. And it just showed about 10 minutes of a single player level, and That's pretty cool. It was a bit more slow paced than some of the stuff they've shown us before. And the vibe I'm getting from Gears of War, single player anyway, is it's kind of got a Killzone type of look, Call of Duty type of action.
Mm.
Now,
yeah, it seems... Go ahead.
Okay, Captain.
Seems like a, gonna be very good, but it's a little different than what some people are used to. It's like a first-person shooter type game. It's like a Grah type deal, but it definitely is on my list. It's been paid for quite a while now, and I've been watching the progress on this game, and it's definitely gonna be getting a lot of playtime out of me.
Right, same here, and especially I think on the November 12th, their official Emergence Day. It was just released recently that they're going to have this gigantic event surrounding it on Live. There'll be a 24-hour leaderboard tournament. There will also be an exclusive pick and theme released just available on November 12th. And apparently, you can play on November 12th with the game designer Cliffy B and the band Megadeth.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think so, too. And apparently, there's also going to be hourly giveaways. I'm not sure how they're going to... If there's going to be people who play online, they pick one of those names every hour if they do it through a website. But they apparently got some big stuff planned for November 12th. Another game I think we're excited about is Rainbow Six Vegas. Now, the demo is out. Except for everyone else in the world, except for anybody who lives in North America. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I agree. Now, so a lot of the oddballs who are British have played it, and they've said nothing but good stuff about it. And if you want to go through the, if you happen to be American, Canadian, or living in Mexico, and you want to play, apparently there's a way you can go about it where all you have to do is create a foreign email address and then set up an Xbox Silver account with that email address, and then you can download.
It's easier to go by the OXM, official Xbox magazine.
That's true.
That's why they didn't release it to North America, because they want you to go by the magazine, but it's in the November issue.
Right.
They're not having to figure out what country to be from.
Yes, that's true. Unless you're cheap and don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, that's possible. I've heard of people who set up a UK account, so I won't release any names, but I've known of a few people that have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft says that that's a no-no, but I haven't read any reports of them actually banning somebody for it. Kind of hard to prove.
Right. Well, the third game that we're definitely all excited about is Call of Duty 3. Along with Brawl, Call of Duty 2 is one of the staples of the oddballs. And Call of Duty 3 is going to feature 24-player multiplayer, which hopefully will work out online without too much lag.
I'm hoping that they get this right, because we all remember Call of Duty 2 came out. There was a lot of problems with the lobbies, and there was only 16 players, I believe. So I'm hoping that since they've had their developing team been working on multiplayer for quite some time now, so I hope they work it out and it all goes into play with lag-free, but I'm sure that might be asking for a miracle.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Now, did either of you guys play Call of Duty Big Red One last year?
No, I didn't.
Apparently the people doing Call of Duty 3, it's not the same people doing Call of Duty 2, it's the developers from Big Red One. And I did play it, actually, and the online for Big Red One did have vehicles in it, just like Call of Duty 3 is supposed to have vehicles. And I've got to say, if I'm concerned at all about anything with the Call of Duty 3 multiplayer, it's the vehicles, because on Big Red One, the tank just dominated the level.
I'm sure it has the potential to do that, but I'll be running around the map strapping explosives to anybody that gets in the tank, so...
Right, and maybe that'll be what changes it, because I know they have the whole class system where you can choose different types of soldiers you want to be, and that didn't exist in Big Red One, so hopefully it'll be fixed.
I'll be perched in a window above the tank sniping anybody that gets close.
Oh, well, I'm just glad we're on the same team.
Well, those are the three big games we're looking forward to. Now, November 7th also got a whole bunch of other games coming out. Some of the more notable, lesser-known releases for November 7th is Fusion Frenzy 2. And it's very possible I might be the only person excited about this game. But are you looking forward to it, Captain, or not so much?
I played the original. I think it was a PlayStation 2 game, I believe.
Actually, it was an Xbox launch game, wasn't it?
You may be right. I think I did play it, though. And I would like to play it online. I think I only played it single player. It wasn't too good playing with my friends. So hopefully I get some oddballs in there. It'll be a good time.
Well, and I'll put on the challenge right now that I will lead the Rednex to the first team victory in Sumo Clash.
Somebody's gonna do it.
Second, lesser known release coming out November 7th is Star Trek Legacy. Either of you two guys Trekkies?
Absolutely.
So, why don't you talk about this game? What are you looking forward to about it?
It's Star Trek. What can you say? It's bringing together ship and crew from all of the shows and movies, so you can build a fleet of Borg, Romulan, Klingon, the original Star Trek, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and I believe even the Enterprise from the show Enterprise is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this really is like a true Star Trek just geek out love fest. Because like you mentioned, there's over 100 ships, and all of the captains will actually be doing their voices.
You got Shatner, huh? That's pretty cool. He was a space pimp back in the day.
And it's finally another entry in the real time strategy.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm hoping it sounds like this will be a game that is a real-time strategy game that is more suited for the console, even more so than Lord of the Rings.
From what I've read and seen, it's looking good, and I can't wait. It's going to get here about the same time as Call of Duty 3, and then it'll be a toss-up which gets the most play.
Right. And the third game that's coming out November 7th, the game I'm not sure any oddballs might actually be playing, but it's getting lots of hype, and that's Viva Piñata. And like I said, I think the only reason I can see oddballs playing this are for achievements, and this is some nice ones. Any game that has an achievement title called Master Romancer piques my curiosity.
I have no idea what this game is even about. I've seen it. I think it was a TV show, but that was like years ago, and I didn't even know this was a game. I thought it was like a show, so I probably won't be playing it. But if it comes out in an arcade, I'll probably buy it because I'm just compulsive like that. I just buy anything that comes out.
Now, it's a full disc release, and there's actually an interactive video for it up on the marketplace, which apparently is pretty lame. And apparently all it is it's basically The Sims meets a Saturday morning cartoon. I guess the best explanation for it. But it does have a Master Romancer achievement.
When it goes platinum, I may look into it.
Okay.
Yep.
So that time we'll be begging for new games.
Right. As you can see, we got a lot of upcoming games, and so future podcasts we'll spend more time talking about what we're playing, because we'll be knee deep into the battlefields of Europe. We're fighting the locusts in Gears of War. But we got some Xbox news. I think the most exciting thing for us oddballs that's been announced recently is that Grawl 2 is coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's right around early spring next year. A lot of games are scheduled to come out around then, not to mention Halo 3 will be out.
Right. Right, but Grawl, it's not been given a date yet, but it will be out right before the end of March 2007.
That sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah, it should be good stuff. And it should come out right about the same time that we're all getting tired of playing Call of Duty 3 and Gears of War, so timing's perfect for it.
And hopefully they listen, everybody, and will fix the little problems with Graw.
Right.
They did a good job of releasing an update to fix the online lobbies, and some of the glitches got patched. Hopefully, they've been listening and working, and so it will be more than just the same game with new maps.
Yeah. Right. I hope they do something for the single player portion of your team's AI. I can't begin to count how many times I've watched my own player throw a grenade into a wall or kill himself by just standing out in the open and letting the terrorist just shoot him down. So I hope
they do something. After a while, I just shot him at the start of the level. Left him laying there and took care of it myself.
Some other Xbox news, Prey sells over 1 million copies, which confirms that there will for sure be a Prey sequel.
Wow.
So does anyone even care?
They're probably the same reason as me. I bought it because I thought it was cool, and I got rid of it in like a week, and that's probably a million people probably did the same thing.
I didn't play it. It was, for me, it was pretty much Doom 3 all over again, just different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Just right, and didn't get excited enough about it to play.
Yeah, Captain, I think you're right. A lot of people who bought it, from what I've understood, is that a lot of people bought it, they played it for a week, and then, yeah, just dumped it. So, I'm not really sure how successful a sequel will be.
That was definitely another one of those achievement horror type games, because they give you an achievement after it can completing every single-player level, and there was about 9 or 10 of the levels where you didn't even fight a single enemy. It was just like a pretty much a walk-through training mission. It would give you like 20 achievement points after each one.
Wow. Also, just released this week on the marketplace, consumables have finally appeared. Now, for people's memories may not be so good, back in, I think it was March, June, July, sometime over the summer times, spring, it was announced that this idea of consumables, which is something that can be purchased on the marketplace, used in a game, and then is gone. And the first consumables have shown up for Godfather the Game. For a few Microsoft points, you can buy in-game money that you'll then spend and never see again.
I don't get the reasoning behind that. I have so much money in Godfather that I'll never spend it all. So,
oh, really?
I wouldn't spend Microsoft points to get anything like that. Maybe new content, but if they're going to give me, like, a cheeseburger to eat in Saints Row or something, I'm not really interested.
Yeah. I ran out of money once in Godfather, buying weapons, and then went and completed the task and got all that money back, plus some.
Right, I can't really imagine anybody who would actually spend. I think it's even for the biggest amount, 250,000, it's about in-game dollars. It's less than, it's right at 100 points, I think, maybe. But I still can't imagine anybody who would spend any real money on something so superficial in-game.
Right, especially the Godfather, because once you play it for a while, you accumulate money without even doing anything from taking over businesses and stuff. Like, my payday was around 15,000, and it would be every half an hour of gameplay or something, so money is not really an issue in that.
Hopefully everybody will agree with us, and no one will spend their points on fake money, and ideas like that will just fade away and never come back again.
Hopefully, or you'll end up seeing it more and more.
Fortunately, that may be true, though. Well, to close, we'll close with a game recommendation, a game that we all think is cool and everyone should at least spend a night playing. And since it is October, and in October 30th, at least in the Detroit area, is known as the Devil's Night, I can't see any better way to spend that Monday night than to storm the beaches of hell and play some Doom. Only 800 Microsoft points and a great old school vibe. And even though it's laggy, it can still be fun to play online with four people.
Right. I was playing a little bit of co-op with a few fellow oddballs last weekend, and it was good fun. It's only a four-player lobby, but other than that, it's a very fun game to play with friends. And I didn't really notice much lag at all, but I've had a few games that had been a little bit laggy, but other than that, it's a good classic game where good to reminisce about the old days when you remember when it first came out. I think I was in 6th, 7th grade, something like that.
Right. So hopefully, we'll get October 30th. We'll get a few Doom games going. We can all just think back to the old times and think about how this game used to be scary. Other than that, that is all we have for this first Allied Oddballs podcast. Hopefully, everyone listening, you find it somewhat enjoyable and you're not like trying to tear your ears off your head because it was so unbearable. Captain and Chase, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, out with the Allied Oddballs, www.alliedoddballs.com. And thanks for listening. That's all we got.